hello and good morning and welcome. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Views from the Top. For those of you who don't know by now, but you really should, I am almost 200 episodes strong. This is Adrienne Graham. I'm your hostess, CEO and proud founder of Empower Me Corporation and Adrienne Graham Ventures. And I am so happy to be here. You guys have no idea. Well, first let me just get a little housekeeping out of the way. If you want to listen to the show, you can listen live at 347-215-9362, or you can listen at blogtalkradio.com/views from the top, or you can just wait and catch it on iTunes. That's what most people end up doing, is catching it on iTunes, but I'm really happy today. Let me tell you, let me start off by giving you a little bit of news. First of all, I had hinted in my last show that my days of broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio were going to be coming to an end, and that is true. I wanted to let you guys know we are at episode 198. My God, it just feels crazy to even say it. But 198 episodes in, and when we reach our 200th episode, that's two more episodes from now, we're going to be saying goodbye to Views from the Top on Blog Talk Radio. Now, the good news is that doesn't mean the show is ending. We're moving over to the Mixlr platform, so get over there, hurry up. It's mixlr.com. Go to Mixlr and look me up, and you can go ahead and put in my name and look me up and make sure that you connect with me so you can listen. The show will still be live, and you'll still be able to hear it live, but just in better quality. And you'll also be able to download it just like you would from Blog Talk Radio. And it'll also be on iTunes as well. So it'll be a different feed. So just make sure when I send you over there, you update your feed. Now, that doesn't mean my show, the archives, are going away. They're not. You'll still be able to access all of the archive shows that you want at any time when we, you know, when we leave. So you'll still be able to get it on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. Now, let me clear my throat. I am so thrilled because today I really wasn't sure which show I wanted to do, but a little bundle of joy has made my mind up for me. Some of you may know, if you've seen my Facebook page or my Instagram, my brand new nephew was born yesterday, and we are so beyond thrilled. Now, I made a statement on my Facebook page, and I shared something that I hadn't shared before. A lot of you know that sometime during the last part of last year, I kind of dropped out of sight, stopped doing shows. I really wasn't on social media, and that's because my family went through an experience. One of my sisters was expecting twins, and her and my sister-in-law were pregnant at the same time and were due at the same time. But unfortunately, my sister went into early labor, and we lost our little angels, Shane and Sean. And, you know, it really put my family into a bad place, into grief. And as a business owner and entrepreneur, you know, I always tout you have to have a structure in place, have systems in place. When something happens, your business has to go on without you. And I do have that in place, but my business, my intellectual property and what I do is like the core of my business. So needless to say, I checked out for a good while. And I was going through my own grieving process and grieving with my sister and for my sister, and it's just been a really difficult time. Now, during this time, I've read about several entrepreneurs who have not dealt well with depression or, you know, whatever they were going through, and, you know, really seeing a really dark side of entrepreneurship. Now, I don't equate my nephew with the dark side. Don't get that away. We're over the moon, is ecstatic about this bundle of joy. He's a big one, 10 pounds, 10 ounces. I love him already. But, you know, it was trying to manage all of those grieving feelings and then still being happy, anticipating my new nephew, and just the psychology of all of that and all of the things that had happened in my family, because we kind of went through it from September on through December, culminating with, and I don't know if you guys know, me being in the cardiac intensive care unit for New Year's Eve. So it had me thinking. I said, I have to address this topic. I have to talk about it because so many people are struggling. You know, as entrepreneurs, we have to put up this brave front. We have to always be on all the time. We have to be, you know, fearless and the thought leaders and all of this, and we're never humanized, you know, which is why I try as often as I can, as much as I can. You know, you guys know on social media and even when I speak, and you, what you see is what you get. The Adrian you get behind closed doors is the Adrian you get up front in the spotlight. And a lot of times, many entrepreneurs don't know how to do that, and they can't feel that they can balance that. But, you know, it's okay to say that we're human. And that's why I named the topic of today's show, we're entrepreneurs, but we're human too. Now, anybody who's listening, before I get into it, I want you to know that it is not a weakness. It is not anything to be ashamed of. If you are struggling with grief or you're struggling with depression of any kind, it is not okay to hide it. There are so many resources out there. There are so many people out there that are willing to help, that will lend an ear, lend a hand, will listen to you, lend a shoulder for you to cry on. And, you know, I tapped in only to a small percentage of my network when I was going through my grieving process. And when I finally was ready to talk about it, I found that a lot of people were so open-armed and so welcoming and, you know, listened and were there for me. And don't feel that you have to put on the brave front. You know, we see the big, giant entrepreneurs, you know, the power brokers out there, and we say nothing shakes them. Yes, things will shake you to the core. I did not know that two little babies, two little souls would impact me and my life as much as my nephew's did. So let's move into it. You know, when you look in the magazines, you see on TV, you know, the shows like Shark Tank and all that, you see entrepreneurs as this, you know, having a sense of adventure, a boldness, this passion, you know, they're driven only as an entrepreneur can be. You know, we see Mark Cuban, we see Richard Branson, you know, we think, oh, my God, they're so strong, they're tough. We look at Oprah Winfrey and we say, my goodness, she's been through it all, but she's regal through everything. She stands with her head held high. You know, we think, wow, these are strong people, you know, and they are. But all too often, we try to hold ourselves up to these images, you know, because we listen to, and this is something that I've heard all of my life, you know, big girls and boys don't cry. You know, for me, it was, you're the oldest. You have to keep it together. You have to be there for everyone. Or you're the entrepreneur. You're the business owner. So you have this tough exterior. You have to hold it together. You know, you're not allowed to show vulnerability or any sign of weakness because it's frowned upon. But, you know, I look at at least the alarming amounts of entrepreneurs who have committed suicide. And believe me, guys, I'm not trying to bring you down. I'm just trying to bring awareness to something that, you know, there's this false myth that we have to always be on, and it's not the case. If you listen to this show today and all you take away is I can talk to someone, I'm good with that. I'm fine with that, but I want you to talk. I want you to get out there and talk to people and seek help. It's not, you don't have to do it all yourself. You don't have to be always on all the time. And I had to learn that myself. I had to learn that there are times when I can just take and focus on me. You know, we think when we see people that have committed suicide, I'm going to get into some of those stories in a second, but we look and we see only the outside. We see everything that's great and how successful they are, but we don't see the pain that they're dealing with on the inside. You know, people say Facebook and Twitter and all of this, you know, social media is a good mask, and it is. And a friend of mine posted something on Facebook the other day that really kind of resonated with me. And she did a selfie, and she wrote her truth. She said, you see this face? She said, I decided this morning to snap, and I'm paraphrasing, I decided to snap this picture and see how happy and just joyous I look. But know that behind this face, behind this smile, there's a lot of pain. And I was like, wow. It was one of those moments where you just literally lose your breath, you know. And it was, I just thanked her for being honest, because at that moment, I identified with her. I felt that. Because as much as you guys say, oh, my God, Adrienne is sharp, she's on it, she, you know, she says, she does what she feels, I do. But you know what? There's stuff that you share with the public and stuff that you don't. The struggles that my family has been going through with this loss, I chose not to share that publicly, you know. And there was such intense pain, not to the point where I felt like I wanted to hurt myself, but there was such intense pain that I just felt like even talking about it would be too painful, you know. So in today's show, I want to focus on, you know, the emotional side of entrepreneurship. You know, no matter how successful you are, you still need an emotional outlet when things get tough. We're taught to hide the pain, push it away, put it on the back burner, you know, because we've got work to do. But let me tell you something, nothing is worth your health, mental, physical, or whatever. Now, in December 4th, I believe it was, I was really shocked. I had read across the, you know, the news flash on my computer that T.T. Branch, who was one of the co-founders of, and I don't know if you guys heard of the natural care line, hair care line, Miss Jessie's, she committed suicide. Now, they were trailblazers for the kinky curly hair and, you know, found a lot of success. They launched in 2004. I mean, their products are in Walmart, CVS, Duane Reade, Walgreens, Target, you name it. You know, they also had a salon in Brooklyn that had been open since, like, 1997. And, you know, it's just when you look at that history, you look at that success, that track record, you think, oh, my God, they had it going on. What could possibly be wrong? But, you know, T.T. was going through her own struggles. She was dealing with her own internal struggles that she ultimately could not deal with. I mean, we all know the story of Robin Williams. We heard about him and his struggle, and he died, I think it was in August. And we said, you know, this is a man who made us laugh. He made us laugh for a living, and he couldn't find it in him to make himself laugh, and he committed suicide. I look at, there was a story a couple of years ago about a gentleman who, he was only 22 years old. He created a rival, supposed rival for Facebook, called Diaspora, and he committed suicide. You know, he was bright. He was intelligent, he was motivated, he had big ambitions, and he decided to commit suicide, you know? And it was just really weird. It was one of those capture breath moments in Silicon Valley, because they just thought he was going to have a Facebook killer. And he got burnt out, and he got depressed, and I guess didn't handle it well, and ultimately, you know, led to where he was, where he felt he needed to commit suicide. And I also look at, I know you guys heard of the Downtown Project in Vegas, Tony Hsieh from Zappos.com. He invested a whole lot into revitalizing the Las Vegas Downtown Project and bringing a lot of tech companies. Well, there was an article that was written. I don't know when it was written. I want to say sometime in 2014, towards the end of the year. And the article was named The Downtown Project Suicide: Can the Pursuit of Happiness Kill You? There were three entrepreneurs, Jody Sherman, who died in April 2013, Oveig Banerjee, I hope I said his name right, in January 2014, and then Matt Berman in April 2014. And it's crazy. It's sad because while the project is great, you know, and I really am so happy that Tony Hsieh took this upon himself to create this Downtown Project, it really was a shame that the suicides had to turn it into a negative. You know, if you want to read about it, it's called The Downtown Project Suicides, Can the Pursuit of Happiness Kill You? And you'll read about that. Now, I'm not blaming Tony Hsieh for this. Some people are debating whether or not he's partly responsible. That's neither here nor there. I'm not a psychologist. I wasn't there. I wasn't part of it. I don't know. But I do know that there is, with this, the media frenzy and social media frenzy and this rush to be the next big insert brand here, there's a lot of pressure on entrepreneurs. You know, there's a lot of pressure, especially on the younger kids, the 20-somethings who say, I'm going to drop out of school and risk it all, and I have to make this work. There's a lot of pressure on the entrepreneurs who are struggling with their businesses, and they say, I have to make this work. This has to work for me, you know. And when you've given it your all and you've invested so much money and so much time and you seem like your wheels are just spinning or you're not getting any way, you fall into a depression. You fall into a very dark place. Well, we need to learn that every story that we see in the news is not the norm, and nor is it the bar that we should set for ourselves as entrepreneurs, because we only set ourselves up to be disappointed. And honestly, and here's something I'll probably get some backlash and a little bit of controversy for saying, entrepreneurship is not a kind sport. You have to be thick-skinned and tough. A mental toughness comes with being an entrepreneur. You have to be ready to accept that there will be failures, there will be downtimes. So if you're emotionally compromised, or you are at a place where you just cannot handle the stress or you cannot handle the disappointment, I'm not saying give up. I would never, ever, ever tell any entrepreneur to give up. But here's what I am going to tell you. Stop, take a step back, look at what's going on around you, and get some guidance. Don't try to do it all yourself. If you're not strong mentally as an individual, please, I need you to reach out, to ask for help, to seek help. There's no shame in being sad. There's no shame in being depressed. There's no shame in going through tragedy. But don't let it be the thing that takes your life. Don't take that struggle and internalize it. There are plenty of resources out there. There's the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. The number is 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-TALK. And I need you guys, if you're dealing with this in any way, or if you feel that you know someone who might be dealing with this or talking about giving up or suicidal thoughts or whatever, or just can't get pull themselves out of this funk or this depression or this dark cloud, please start by there. Start by talking to someone. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, I will say it one more time, 800-273-8255. That's for here in the United States. And I don't have any resources abroad. I apologize for that. But I need you to look online. We have the internet, access to the internet. There are groups, there are depression groups that you can reach out to that are there to help strengthen one another. You don't have to be going through this alone. You know, it's okay to fail. You know, I hate it. I hate failing. And I have failed publicly on a number of occasions. But it's a learning experience. In the beginning, oh, my God, I thought it was the end of me. I thought it would destroy me. But I found out, I realized that it's okay to fail because it teaches me what to do better the next time. And it teaches me just how strong I am. It's okay to lose. I hate losing. I hate it. Oh, my goodness. You should see game night at my house. It's ridiculous. My family is just competitive by nature. But you know what? It's okay to lose every now and then. We all cannot win 100% of the time. Instead of sulking in the losing or being hurt by it, here's what I propose. Take a step back. Look at the lessons you've learned. Seek advice and guidance. and then you move on. But don't internalize the loss. Don't. And it's okay to be depressed. I have my moments. Listen, I tell people, there are days, especially the failures that I've had, there are days when I just was like, I'm not getting out of bed. I'm not. And I had to learn to give myself 24 to 48 hours or a weekend and just really get myself lost in my grief and just own it and be depressed and let it out. And let people know, hey, you know, let me let myself know, hey, it's okay. I could feel this way because you know what? Tomorrow's another day. And I have incredible people. I have incredible family members, incredible friends that when I need them, I can talk to them. And I realize everybody doesn't have that. But when you go, you know, to Facebook, and here's something, I want to put this out here because I said this myself, and I'm very embarrassed that I said this, but there was a time I went on Facebook and just about half of my feed was all negativity and sadness, and oh my goodness, it was just so depressing to me because I said, you know what, I only want to surround myself with happiness and positivity. I don't want to see the negativity. I don't want to see any of that. But I had to step back and check myself because those people were crying out for help. You know, if that made them feel better to express that on Facebook, who am I to tell them get over it? There's no timeline for grief. There's no timeline for mourning. There's no timeline for depression, you know. So before you are quick to see, you know, disconnect from people or hide their feeds or unfriend them or whatever, really step back and think about what they're going through because we don't know. We won't know. We don't know unless we walk in someone else's shoes what they're going through. Now, when I posted something today that I wanted to share, and I'm not sure how my family is going to feel about it, but it had to be said because in all the celebration of my new nephew, I didn't want to dishonor and forget about the babies, the angels that we lost, you know, my other two nephews, Shane and Sean, because I don't want to act like they didn't exist, you know. And I texted my sister this morning to find out if she was okay. She said she's good. And I hope she understands because I love her. I love my sister-in-law. But I don't like to be in a position where I feel like I have to be happy for one but, you know, not for the other. I had to really express myself. And until today, until I put that out there, many of you had no idea. You didn't know what we went through. I didn't go through details. I didn't share that because it's really none of anybody's business. But, you know, it goes to show I had to put that out there because it was on my mind and I didn't want to internalize it anymore. As far as the failures I've had for my businesses, I've had failures. I've had some public failures. My magazine comes to mind, which is not a dead issue because it will be launched. It's just I'll know when it's the right time. And I know you guys keep asking me, but when it's the right time, I will know it's the right time. And when it's the right time, it will be fierce. You know, my Empower Me Institute, I had to put that on the back burner because there were things that the logistics we couldn't work out, but it is coming back. And it's going to be stronger than ever. You know, I've had success with the growth clinics, you know, Pick My Brain Tour, and, you know, my other consulting that I do for, you know, operations and strategy and staffing and revenue and, you know, things like that for my clients. You know, but there are going to be some projects you win and some that you lose. And I've learned to give myself a little bit of slack. I still push myself hard, but I'm not to the point anymore where everything is going to make me just, you know, be anguished all the time. I refuse to live like that. I suffered from depression a long time ago, very long time ago. So that's why I know that I'm susceptible to depression, and that's why when things happen, I've been learning to speak to people, you know, my trusted inner circle, and I've learned to reach out. You know, they know to give me my space. Like, I'll set up a smoke signal, hey, guys, I need my space. This is what's going on. And they give me my space, but they check on me. You know, I've lost some people, some friends, during this time with the whole, you know, thing with my nephews because of the depression. There were a lot of people that reached out to me, and all of you, I know you guys are listening. Thank you. I love you so much. The love that I have for you guys. Thank you for being there for me. Even if it was just a text message to say, hey, I'm thinking of you, or hey, prayer's going for you, or hey, do you need to talk, or just a Facebook message. Thank you. You know, because there are a lot of people who did not even bother to even say, well, my condolences. or even ask me, well, how are you? Well, how is your sister? I didn't, to this day, it's been a couple of months, I still haven't heard anything from some of them. And that's okay. I'm not angry anymore. I was angry in the beginning because I thought, oh, how insensitive. But you can't control. So to all of you who I have stopped communicating with, but you still listen to my show, I love you. I appreciate you for what you've been there for me in the past. And it's okay. It's okay. I just, you know, I'm moving on. So, once again, if you have a deep-biting depression, if you're feeling like you can't deal with it, please talk to someone. Please do. I've already given you the number to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. I'm going to give it one more time. It is 800-273-8255. If you know someone who's depressed, reach out to them. Giving them space is the worst thing you can do because it makes it drags it out longer and it makes it harder. Don't give them space. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you're there for them. And just keep checking on them. Even if you just go by and give them a hug, you don't even have to say a word. Give them a hug because part of these suicides and depressions is that people feel that they are alone. You know, we think everything is great. We take it for granted that everything is fine, but they think nobody understands. So we'll see, oh, this person is successful. They're having a great run. They're on the inside saying, I'm miserable. Nobody understands me, and the pain hurts, and I can't talk to anyone about it. So please reach out. I'm asking you, please, because it can be a dark, dark place. You know, we know the Reddit co-founder committed suicide. We talk about the Las Vegas Downtown Project. Some of those people committed suicide, you know, and we talk about TT Branch. There are plenty more, you know, that I'm sure that I missed, and it's not a slight. Believe me, you know, I just don't have enough time to name them all. But make sure you reach out. Go ahead and check out the article, you know, the Downtown Project Suicides Can Pursuit of Happiness Kill You? Also, there's a great article in Inc. magazine, The Psychological Price of Entrepreneurship by Jessica Bruder. I want you to check that out. And just, you know, get out there. And each one teach one is like I like to say, but, you know, we are our brother's keeper. Don't try to fake it till you make it because that doesn't work. Because, you know, when you start feeling like you can't fake it anymore, then it gets real. So be honest. Own your feeling. Own your depression and reach out to people. Now, with that said, I want you guys to make sure you check out the Growth Clinics. If you missed the Path to Profitability course that I gave this week, that's okay because you can buy it on demand or you can buy it on DVD. So make sure you check out the Empower Me site. That will be going up soon for you to be able to purchase it there. And I want you to make sure that you stay tuned for the Pick My Brain tour because, you know, we've had some glitches, but it's coming back. I can't wait to see you all there. Anything you need to find out, you can find out at empowerme.org. We are always looking for clients. Let us help you grow your business to the next level. Follow me on Twitter at TalentDiva. Always use the hashtag RealTalk or BossRules. And stay tuned because, you know, two more shows to go on Blog Talk Radio, but that's not going to be the end. I'm so looking forward to the new path that we're taking with the show. So with that said, everyone have a great weekend. And I am about to go spoil my brand new nephew. So be good, be safe, love each other, and remember, we're all human. So have a good weekend, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.